So, dear Chair, thank you very much for giving me the floor. My name is Jennifer Ulrich and I work for Education International, the Global Federation of Teacher Unions. I will speak on behalf of the trade union NGOs. We represent the global workers and trade union movement. The last 3 weeks have been an amazing learning experience on global climate negotiations in a virtual format. We have seen that digital connection and time zone issues have not prevented parties from slipping into the bad habits of procedural haggling, preventing progress on substance. This was, for example, the case for the work on response measures. This does not do justice to the more than 3 billion workers worldwide that feel the impact of climate change on their jobs and livelihoods today. Even more, in the work of the KCI, experts did not fully support social dialogue measures in their work on just transition. Workers and their representative organisations, trade unions, need to be fully engaged to have broad support in society for the ambitious climate policies we urgently need. On capacity building, we welcome the constructive review of the Doha Work Programme on Article 6 of the Convention. Action for climate empowerment is crucial for a just transition to a more sustainable world, and an ambitious, robust and inclusive new work programme to support ACE will be key. On the preparation of COP26, we need more clarity, especially from the UK presidency, on logistics. Access to vaccines for people in the global south will be a major part of the solution to make equitable participation possible. The answer from the G7 is insufficient. The TRIPS waiver proposal at the WTO is the only way to achieve urgent equitable access to COVID-19 vaccines. Finally, we want to thank the SB chairs for their continued efforts to support observer participation, and we thank the Secretariat for their logistical support to observers. Union power is people's power, is climate justice.